Israel's Foreign Minister Shimon Peres is meeting today with President Bush after meeting yesterday with Secretary of State Powell. Peres came to Washington following consultations with Egypt and Jordan about their joint proposal for arranging a ceasefire in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
The Egyptian-Jordanian initiative seemed to represent the first glimmer of a breakthrough in 8 months of Palestinian-Israeli violence. It sets forth terms for a ceasefire, to be followed by a resumption of negotiations. The Palestinians have accepted it, but Israel objects to several things, including a condition that Israel freeze its settlements in the occupied territories. Foreign Minister Peres underscored the Israeli position at a news conference with Secretary of State Powell.
It is in the guiding line of the present government not to establish new settlements. About the existing one, we think that we have to enable them to continue their life uninterrupted.
The two sides also disagree on the duration of the ceasefire before talks would resume. The Palestinians say 4 weeks. The Israelis want a longer ceasefire period before going back to the table. And when the talks do resume, Peres said, it will not be at the point where negotiations broke off under the previous Israeli government, as the Palestinians demand. Despite the obstacles, Secretary of State Powell took an optimistic view.
It is the beginning of a dialogue.
A dialogue, Powell said, that cannot get underway until the violence between the two sides is reduced significantly. He pledged the United States' commitment to that effort.
I explained to the foreign minister that President Bush will be engaged and is engaged and continues to be engaged on a regular basis, as I will be.
The Bush administration has taken a lower profile than its predecessor in trying to mediate between the Israelis and Palestinians. Arab governments, fearing an escalation of the conflict, have urged Washington to do more. The Egyptian-Jordanian initiative is an apparent effort to fill the void. Rashid Khalidi is director of the Center for International Studies at the University of Chicago. He says the initiative is unlikely to succeed.
I don't think we're going to have either negotiations or, for that matter, a ceasefire. Because I don't think that this Israeli government is going to be able to accept any kind of meaningful settlement freeze. That would seem to me to be an irreducible minimum, which the Jordanians, the Egyptians, and probably the Palestinians would insist on.
Khalidi says both sides are dug into positions that are not likely to change in the near future. He says the U.S. has a responsibility to intervene because Washington brokered the accords that have broken down.
But I doubt that the Bush administration is ready to take up that responsibility. This is another administration. This is another time. This is before a great deal of blood had been shed. But the problem is this will sooner or later jeopardize American interests, and the United States might have to do something in conditions even more unfavorable than the conditions right now.
The Bush administration, over the last few weeks, has been sponsoring security cooperation meetings between Israeli and Palestinian officials, but the violence has not abated. Just hours before Peres met with Powell to discuss ceasefire efforts, a Jewish settler was killed, and Israeli tanks and bulldozers demolished homes in a Gaza refugee camp. A Palestinian gunman was killed in that attack, and more than 24 people were wounded. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.